Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
Welcome to Mother's Day at Healing Place Church. We love it. We love it. So great to see you on this wonderful Sunday. Couldn't wait to get to church today. First and foremost, to honor the presence of Jesus. We're here to honor Him. Can I have a good amen? And I just appreciate the heart and the passion of our worship team, our band, and our worship leaders, and then Rachel and her ministry and prayer over you. But, of course, today is a special day for all the moms of the house. And so we just want to take a moment to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. This day is for you. But there's also a second group of individuals that we want to recognize. And we do this every Mother's Day. And it's so important to us to recognize the widows that are a part of our church. Do you know of all the ministries that we do here at Healing Place? And there are many. A lot of different outreaches into different kind of connect groups and small group environments and opportunities to serve our city. But one of the first ministries that we started some 20 years ago was a ministry to widows. And so it's important to us. The Bible says in James chapter 1 that you take care of the widows who are among you. And so we have some special ladies that are with us today. If you're with us, maybe you're visiting or maybe you're a part of this church, but if you're here today and you're a widow, we have a special gift that we would love to put in your hands. I want to ask all the widows of the church to please stand to your feet so we can honor you and we can pay tribute to you and give you a special gift from our heart. Now come on, church, let's clap our hands for these precious ladies. Come on, you are the best of the best. Come on, church, don't patty cake. Put your hands together. Show your love. These are some amazing ladies. We love you. We thank God for you. We just honor you. And it's so important to us that you know the value that we place on you and your journey. One of the gifts that we're giving you today, you got a little bag that's got some jewelry. How many know ladies love jewelry? Come on, yeah. Got your little jewelry today. And then Eric and Jamie Turk, great part of our church. They've been with us for a long, long time. They've offered once again to do this year to give you free carpet cleaning. And so within that, there's a little gift card, a little voucher that if you need your carpet clean, Eric and Jamie and their business, Purity Carpet Cleaners, they've graciously said, Mike, we want to place as much value on the widows of Healing Place Church as we can. So I'm grateful for them and their generosity and their sacrifice. But we love you. We thank God for you. It's a great day. Are you glad you came to church today? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad you made it to the house of God. Rachel did a fantastic job of recognizing people that are in different seasons. And we understand that for a lot of us, this is a day of celebration. And we honor and celebrate our moms. But this is also a day of remembrance. Maybe you're here today and you've lost a mom. Or you've lost a child. Or maybe you struggle through infertility. Or, you know, maybe you didn't have the best mom growing up. And there's a lot of dysfunction, a lot of pain that's connected to your past. Or maybe you're a single mom. You're flying solo. And you're doing your best with what you have to raise your kids. I want you to know that on behalf of our entire pastors and all of our staff here at Healing Place, that you're a part of a family who loves you and you are not alone. Can I have a good amen? You're not alone. You're connected to a spiritual family. And that's our heart. And so please take time. Whatever season you find yourself in, let us walk with you. Let us encourage you. And let us just believe the promises of God for your life. Are you ready to get in the Word of God today? Come on, say this after me. Say, I'm here. Not because I have to be, but because I want to be. Say, this is not a me thing. It's not a you thing. It's a Jesus thing. Say, I'm not perfect, but I serve the one who is. Say, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Help me not to leave like I came. In Jesus' name. Now, come on, if you receive that today, let's celebrate that. Put your 10-string instrument together. I love it. Turn to Proverbs. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31. You know, I begin to think about the different Mother's Days that we've experienced in our home, in our family. And you know, Mother's Day 4 years ago was different for us because Rachel's sister was living in North Carolina and about to give birth to their first child, their daughter. And so Rachel says, "Baby, listen, I've got to go be with my sister. She's about to become a mom for the first time. So I need to go spend a week with her in North Carolina." And so Rachel left me at home with all three of our precious, darling little angels. How many of you moms know that when you leave the kids home with dad, that is a risk? So she held her breath and she just believed the best. And, you know, I don't know if when you moms leave, how many of your kids get emotional? Anybody have emotional kids? They cry when mama leaves. And so, I mean, we're driving Rachel to the airport and there were lots of tears. I mean, it was a tough drive to New Orleans. All the way down the road, they're just boo-hooing. There is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And so we pulled up curbside and got Mama unpacked and, you know, got her. She walked into that airport. Got back in the car. We're driving home and there's just tears and crying. And finally, my kids say, "Oh, Dad, quit crying, you big baby." It was tough. It was emotional, breaking me down. How many of you know it's different when Mama's not home? And so, you know, a couple of days, Rachel's checking in. "Hey, how are the kids? Everybody doing okay?" "Baby, I got this. You know, I got my game face on. I'm going to make it through this. I'm not going to admit weakness. Come on, fellas. We don't do that. I'm not caving. I'm not calling. There is no crisis. There's no emergency. I'm going to handle up at the house." I didn't handle up at the house. 2 days into it, man, we haven't done laundry. We don't do homework. The kids haven't taken any baths. You know, Trevor, I think I lost him for like 36 hours. I couldn't find my son. You know, and so I get the idea one night, "Hey, I think Daddy's going to cook." So we ended up at Chick-fil-A that night, and, you know, we're there on Segan Lane at Chick-fil-A, and I'm doing my best. I'm thinking, "Man, if this is what being a mom is all about, I'm not cut out for this stuff." And so the kids are playing in the play place, which is kind of like a safe haven, so I could finally just give me just a moment to collect my thoughts. All of a sudden, kids start pouring out of the play place. They're gagging. It's nasty. My daughter makes an announcement to the entire restaurant. "Daddy, Trevor's got a dirty diaper." I mean, it was like fumes kind of pouring out of the play place. And the kids are, I mean, they're all crying. Parents are trying to get their children. They're looking at me like, "What kind of dad are you?" So I run in. Trevor didn't want to come out. You know, he's hunkered down in the slide. He's determined. He's in the bunker. He's not leaving. "I'm going in, baby. I'm going in." So I had to rescue him, get him out of there. And, you know, when you're changing a dirty diaper, how many of you know it's a group project? I mean, it's a team. Man, I'm employing the help of my daughters. "Listen, you're going to hand me the wipes and give me the..." So I'm outside now in the car trying to change this diaper. And it is a mudslide. It was bad, y'all. I mean, it was rough. And so about the time I'm changing this diaper, the sky falls. I'm telling you, it was raining so hard. It's raining sideways into the vehicle. The girls are fussing at me. And I'm thinking, you know, and Michaela says, "Daddy, Mama doesn't do it this way." I got a little revelation that week that Rachel was in North Carolina. I'm an okay dad, but I'm a lousy mom. And all the men said, "Amen." You see, listen, the day you were born, you owed your mom 9 months of room and board. And you've been indebted to her love ever since. Mom, without you, we wouldn't be here. Can I have a good amen? I think my mama may be watching right now online. Mama, you're in Dallas, but I want you to know I love you. I honor you. I thank God for you. And this is the fruit of your labor right here, baby. Come on, let's clap our hands for all the moms. We love you, Mom. We love you. Today is all about you. Proverbs chapter 31, I want to read a real famous chapter. I love the book of Proverbs because it's the book of wisdom. And, you know, give you wisdom for life, wisdom for how to parent, wisdom for how to live and how to lead. Proverbs 31 is a famous chapter. And at the close of this chapter, there are 22 verses. And I think it's interesting how the writer of this passage, he's given us 22 verses. Now, check this out. This is a poem. What we're about to read in Hebrew, it's a poem. 22 verses, and there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And so it's almost, it's an acrostic, where the writer did this on purpose to help people memorize the contents of this chapter. Each beginning verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and from their alphabet, from A to Z, it explains what a virtuous woman is all about. It's interesting how the book of Proverbs starts out by saying, stay away from an immoral woman. Watch out for the wicked woman, the treacherous woman. But then it ends up, the book of Proverbs ends up saying, hey, check out the virtuous woman. Pattern your life after her. You know, in the words of King Lemuel, I think if you read in the first verse, it gives you an idea that his mother was teaching him about what a woman of virtue, a woman who fears the Lord, is supposed to look like. These are literally 22 attributes. And so, in fact, some scholars say that this is a guideline for all of the single fellas. If you're looking to get married, how many single men do we have? Single guys? Come on, keep your hand up just for a second. All right, we're saved, we're single, and we're searching. Come on. The next 22 verses, I would encourage you, single fellas, you need to mark, highlight some things, make a list. This is the picture of the kind of girl you want to spend the rest of your life with. Come on, somebody help me preach this morning. 22 attributes of an amazing woman. I heard some lady say this morning after our 9 o'clock service, she said, does that woman really exist? You know, I mean, this has got to be superwoman. I mean, there's no way that one woman actually encaptures everything that we're about to read. And I think what the writer is trying to do is not necessarily give us a to-do list, but really give us a composite, a combination, an overall picture of the heart of a great lady. And I know we've got so many great moms that are with us today. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31, starting with verse 10. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She's more precious than rubies. And all the ladies said, that's why you want diamonds, right? Because you're more precious than rubies. Verse 11, her husband can trust her, and she'll greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant's ship bringing her food from afar. Verse 15, she gets up before dawn and she's making biscuits and scrambled eggs and hash browns. Come on. Yeah, Lord. And she plans the day's work for her servant. Some of you are like, man, you might as well go to Krispy Kreme, man. I ain't getting up doing all that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Verse 16, she goes to inspect a field and she buys it. And with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Look at verse 17. She's energetic. Come on, how many ladies, you're just receiving that right now. I'm receiving the word of the Lord. Energy is coming to me in Jesus' name. Come on, life can be draining. And sometimes as a mom, there's so much output. Today, for just a few moments, we want you as moms to feel energy being placed into your soul. Scripture says that she's energetic, she's strong, and she's a hard worker. Verse 18, she makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. How many of you mamas know a little something about late nights? Staying up late, waking up early. Look at what it says, verse 19. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor. Isn't it amazing that this virtuous woman, in spite of all that she has going on in her life, she still makes room for the poor. She extends her hand to the poor, and she opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. Look at verse 25. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. I like that. A woman who laughs without fear doesn't have to be afraid because she fears the Lord, so she can laugh even without knowing the future. Verse 26, when she speaks, her words are wise. How many of you know Mama's got some wisdom? Yes, she does. She gives instruction, how? With kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Verse 28, this is the key verse. Her children stand and they bless her. Her husband praises her also. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty doesn't last, but a woman who fears the Lord, she will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done and let her deeds publicly declare her praise. I love that. Don't you love this chapter? I love this verse. Do you know that Jewish husbands and their children would recite this poem to their mom every Friday night? Isn't that cool? How many thinks that maybe you might need to establish a practice like that at your house? Wouldn't that be cool if this Friday night, you know, you gathered around, Mama, listen, we're going to speak some things over you. We're going to applaud you. Fellas, I think we need to praise and celebrate the women in our lives. I think there's something powerful about spoken belief. And the Bible says that her children stand, her children rise up and call her blessed. You know, I study that word, her children rise up. It's almost like when a judge walks into his courtroom, the bailiff says what? All rise. That's a term of respect. Her children respect her, they honor her. Even her husband, the Bible says, gives her praise. It's interesting how it says her children and her husband. Ladies, those who know you best respect you most. I think that's the model for the family. That's the intent that God laid out in Scripture. They recognize the touch of God on her life, and they're speaking to what she is. She is a blessing. This, they rise up and they call her blessed. Everybody say blessed. Now, what does it mean to be blessed? How do you know that you're blessed? Some of you come here today and you think, man, Mike, I appreciate you talking about blessed, the blessed life, but I don't feel blessed. Maybe you're here today and you feel stressed. Maybe your life is marked by stress. Man, I got so much going on, so many responsibilities, so many things to tend to. Man, I want the blessing, but I feel like I'm living in a place called stress. Or maybe you feel like, you know, your life is a mess. I mean, I'm scattered. I'm all over the place. I've got so much to tend to that, man, I feel so spread out. I want to be blessed, but I feel like my life is a mess. What does it mean for your children to rise up and call you blessed? You know, the world probably has a definition of blessed. And I think it's connected to material possessions, right? I mean, everybody wants a blessing, don't they? Oh, I want to get blessed. And if I can just get that car, man, if I get that house, or man, if I get some, you know, get more pay in my paycheck, then that will be, and all those things are great. But how many of you know that blessing, it doesn't really have to do with possession? It doesn't have to do with what you possess. It has more to do with who possesses you. Blessing is not about possessing. It's really, in fact, if you'll study this word, I looked up the word blessed. Okay, Lord, help us understand, what does it mean to be blessed? Her children rise up and call her something. They recognize something in her life. What does it mean to be blessed? And really, that word blessed is about position. Okay, check this out. It's not about possession. It's about position. Do you know the Bible says that you can position yourself for a blessing? Come on, help me preach a little bit better this Sunday morning. The Bible says that you can, some of you feel like, man, I want the blessings of God. I'm not sure I walk in that. What does that mean? You may be out of position. Sometimes repositioning yourself is all it takes to walk in the blessings and the favor of God. In fact, the scripture tells us that when we obey his commands, we position ourselves for a blessing. How many of you have GPS on your cell phone? Anybody have you used your GPS before? Anybody been lost and tried to find out where you are? And that smartphone, it's smart sometimes, isn't it? I mean, there's literally a satellite somewhere in the atmosphere that can locate it, pinpoints right where you are. It'll tell you where you are, and if you plug in coordinates, it'll show you where you need to be. A GPS will help you position yourself to get to where you need to be. Are you catching this today? You know what I think God's word is? God's word is our spiritual GPS. It helps us to reposition ourselves so we can be under the divine provision of God's favor. Blessing is favor. How many of you want the favor of God on your life? God, I want that. Well, Lord, help me get in position to be able to walk in that. Blessing and favor. Others see it. They may not understand it. And sometimes they may be jealous of you for it. But as we obey God's command, he positions us for blessings. Ladies, moms, grandmas, aunts, the Bible says that your children will rise up and call you blessed, recognizing the favor of God on your life. Our blessing is not in what we possess, but it's in how we're positioned. So for the remaining time that we have today, I want to give you kind of the ABCs of a blessed life, okay? Can we do that? Since this Proverbs 31, it's a poem, it's an acrostic, it kind of uses the alphabet. I want to give you the ABCs of the blessed life, okay? You ready? All right? Now, I'm not giving you 22, I'm just giving you 3. I'm giving you A, B, C, all right? If you're taking notes, I want you to jot this down. The letter A, here's how we position ourselves for God's blessing. The letter A is this: adding value to others. Adding value to others. How many of you know moms take care of everyone else before they think of themselves? If there's one thing that I love about moms, Rachel is the most unselfish person in our house. I'm telling you, mamas are always thinking about everyone else. When it comes time for dinner, what do? They're preparing the meal, and they portion out food for their kids. They're making sure that everyone else is served first. And then finally, when they get a chance to eat, they'll sit down at the table, and maybe their food will be lukewarm. Come on. Because mamas are thinking of everyone else, adding value to others. Or what about this? You know, mamas will do laundry all day. I mean, clothes for days, making sure that the kids have something to wear. And then they'll struggle to find something to wear on the way out of the door. On the way to church, man, what do I wear? I got to make sure the kids are taken care of first. I love that about the spirit of a mom. Moms will add value to others. If there's something instinctive about a mom's heart where it's in her to serve those around her. You know, when Rachel and I were, when we were first married and we started talking about having a family, I made some bold promises to her. I said, baby, listen, you know, when you start having kids and you're tending to children, I said, I just want to do this because I know it's going to help you. It's going to bring strength to you. But I'm going to make a commitment. I will pull night duty. I'm going to stay up with the kids at night because I know that you're serving them all day. And, you know, I'm away at work, and, you know, it's just not fair to you. You're cooped up in the house all day, and so I'll be the one that'll pull night duty. How many of you know that sometimes we have fancy ideas about ourselves? She thought, well, man, that's fantastic. I just really appreciate you stepping up like, oh, look, no problem. Got this. Well, Alexa was born, and Rachel reminded me of the promise that I had made to do night duty. And, you know, nighttime rolls around, and guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I sleep. I'm such a heavy sleeper, a freight train could run through my house and not wake me up. I'd wake up at 6 o'clock the next morning, you know, all refreshed. Wow, what a great night. I'd look at Rachel and be like, baby, wow, the baby slept all night. Man, what a fantastic. She's like, yeah, you're the only baby that slept all night in this house. I've been up half the night tending to this kid that you said you would do night duty. How many know a mom's heart is to always serve? You know, she's dialed in more than I am. In fact, just a little confession. Can I confess something to you? There were moments in the middle of the night when I heard... Wait now. I heard some faint crying kind of noise in the background and kind of thought, that's not a baby. That's got to be a cat outside. There's no way that's my baby. No, that's not. I don't hear anything, do you? And I'm just like, and then I'm waiting, and it's kind of like a stalemate. You're going to see which one rises out of bed first to care for the kid, you know? And so I'm waiting till Rachel gets up, and she gets out of bed, and then I pop up, oh, baby, look, do you want me? Doesn't matter. I'm already up. I'll tend to her. Okay, God bless you. That way, I at least get credit for being willing, but I never had to leave the bed. Come on. That's bad. Turn to your neighbor and say, he ain't right. He ain't right at all. Moms are some of the most unselfish people in our world. And there's something so attractional about those who selflessly serve others. A selfless person can find a blessing, can enlarge a blessing, can create a blessing, and even be a blessing. And I think that's what moms bring to our world. They bring blessing into our world because they're committed to add value to others. Mom, your joy is in seeing others succeed. That's what I love about the spirit of a mom. A mom's heart is so big that she will always make room for someone else. You know what's interesting? When you add value to others, God multiplies himself to you. Did you catch that? When you make a decision, I'm going to add value to others. I'm going to serve someone else. God has a way of multiplying himself in you. I love the scripture in Matthew 16. Jesus said it this way. He said, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Mom, that's what you do so well. You don't live for yourself. Your purpose and your passion is to serve others. And it's interesting how when you lose yourself for a cause that's greater than you, that on the other side of that, you find true life. There's no joy like the joy that a mother has over seeing her children succeed. Are you catching this today? Adding value to others. The B, letter B. Believing the best, the ABCs of a blessed life. Not only does she add value to others, moms believe the best. Now help me finish this saying. He has a face that only a mother could love. Why do we say that? Because moms have the ability to find something beautiful, even in the ugliest of situations. I mean, in a situation that may be messy, it may be difficult, moms have a way of believing the best right in the middle of that situation. Now, when I was in college, I played basketball, and my mom would drive to come see me play sometimes. And mama would walk into the gym. Now, listen, I didn't say junior high. I said college. When I was in college playing ball, mom would walk into the gym with a big old button. Have you seen those buttons? Big old button that said, my son is number 24. Big old gaudy button. She was proud walking up into that gym. And she, now listen, when mama gets excited for her boy, she's going to yell. And I know, mom, most of you mamas are just sweet and gentle and kind. But when you see your kids playing sports, something comes unleashed inside the heart of a mom. She was proud. She walked up into that gym and there's a big old pendant she's wearing saying, my son is number 24. And she wanted to announce to everybody in that auditorium how proud she was of her baby boy. Like, come on, mom, I'm in college. But you'll always be my baby boy. Come on. Hey, mamas, is that not true? It doesn't matter how old, how big, how successful, they'll always be your babies. And so she come walking into the gym screaming and yelling for number 24, number 20. But you know what? The problem was number 24 never got any playing time. Number 24 is sitting on the bench riding the pine. And so mama's yells was something like this. Put in number 24, coach. Put him in. That's my son. And I'm sitting down, you know, on the bench, you know, and all the guys that are sitting next to me are like, is that your mom? Yeah. I mean, she'd see me in a difficult situation, but she still believed, come, put my boy in the game. He can do it. I believe in him. That's the spirit of a mom. They always believe the best. Hey, in fact, my senior year, we played here in Baton Rouge against Southern University. We played at the F.G. Clark Activity Center. And so we played the Jags. So I actually got some playing time because we were getting blown out. I mean, the game was so far out of reach. Number 24 got some playing time. And so it's so funny. The next morning, my mom calls me at like 6 a.m., all right? After a road trip, I mean, she wakes me up and she says, Mike, have you seen the morning paper? I said, no, Mama, I haven't seen it. What does it look like? She said, on the front page of the sports section, you made it. It's a full color picture of you on the front page of the sports section. Oh, yeah, sure enough, there was big number 24, and I was doing just like this. And there was big number 35 that was dunking on top of number 24. I said, Mom, did you read the article? Did you see the caption underneath? I got posterized, okay? I mean, it was ugly. That dude was all upside my head dunking on me. She said, but you my baby boy. She said, I asked all my friends to get copies of that sports section. She said, I got it laminated at the house waiting for you when you come home. I said, Mama, ain't nobody want to see that. Isn't that what we love, though, about our moms? Hey, Mom has the ability to see you in your worst, but still believe the best. Mamas, don't give up hope for your children. Some of you are here today, and you are parents of prodigals. I get this. My heart is heavy because, and Brother Wayne says this, and it's true. A parent is only as happy as their saddest child. Some of you have kids that are far away from the Lord. And you wonder, God, how in the world will they ever come back? Be encouraged because your prodigal may be a long way from home, but he's never far away from God. He's never far away from God. In fact, that prodigal son, if you read it in Luke 15, he told his parents, give me what's mine. Some of you, your kids have wrecked their world because they're living for themselves. Give me what belongs to me. But you know, eventually that son, he came to himself. And it went from give me to make me. Oh, could you just make me a hired servant? You see, he realized that he had it better back at the house. Moms, hear my heart today. If you'll continue to believe God for that prodigal son or that prodigal daughter, God will arrange a pig pen for that child. And they'll understand, wait a second, I had it better. My heart, my passion, my purpose is back in the house. I'm believing today for mothers of prodigals, we're going to pray at the end of our service, and we're going to believe that the long arm of God's love can rescue your children and bring them back. Believing the best. That's what a mom does. Not only does she add value to everyone, but she simply believes the best. Here's the other thing, too, I thought about moms. And here's what I love about the ladies of this church. Because you are tough. When you go through battles, I mean, there's a rugged part to being a mom. You've got to learn to be tough. I believe that we have a church full of moms who are tough because of what they've walked through, but they're tender still in their spirit. You're not jaded. You're not skeptical. You're not suspicious. I mean, you understand that people can be greedy. They can manipulate. They can be self-centered. But yet, in spite of all of that, you still believe the best in people. I'm grateful that you're tough, yet you're tender. I'm grateful that you're strong, yet you're gentle. Moms, keep holding out hope for your children. God will bring them back. Bible says this, if you train up a child in the way that he should go, that when he grows older, he won't depart from it. Do you receive that this morning? Adding value to others. Believing the best. You know what? And believing is a choice. You have to choose to believe the best. You may not always feel the best, but you make a decision. I'm choosing today to believe the best. And then walk by your belief, not by your feeling. Don't let feelings or emotions dominate you. Let your faith take the lead. Choose to believe the best, and I believe that God will take care of the rest. The last thing, letter C, ABCs of the blessed life. A mom adds value to others. She continually believes the best in people. And then the last letter, C, she'll cast her cares upon Jesus. Casting your cares upon Jesus. You know, in preparation for this message, there's a picture that I got of some moms. And some of you, this may describe you. You feel overwhelmed because of all that you carry. You feel overloaded with so many things to tend to. You need to know what to cast and what to carry. You see, that there's a difference. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. As a mom, you carry so much, but there are some things that you weren't meant to carry. You don't have to be a perfect mom. Sometimes I feel that moms place incredible amounts of pressure on themselves. Hear me, moms. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break today. I mean, today of all days, out of the 365, at least take this day to just give yourself a break. Just chill out today. Today is all about you. Let the men and the children and the people of your world, let them spoil you today. Let them take you out to lunch. Let them grill you a steak. You know, you go home this afternoon, sit down. Just sit. Just be seated. Don't pick up a single thing. Come on now. Mamas, today I'm commanding you. You're not going to do laundry today. You are not going to clean the house today. Come on, some of you are like, ooh, there's some mamas that are getting free right now. You're going to tell your kids this afternoon, you heard what the preacher said? I ain't picking that up. That is your responsibility. Moms, you know what? We love to see you have fun. We really do. Enjoy your life. In fact, I'll give you this little exercise. When you go to the grocery store this week, as you're walking down the aisles and you got your checklist of things you need to pick up, dance down the grocery aisle. I dare you. You say, Mike, I don't have any moves. Listen, it don't matter. Bust a move and freak your kids out. I'm telling you. They'll be quiet. Many of you, maybe you kids, you can't keep your kids quiet. If you'll bust a move in the grocery store, I promise you that will shut them down. You know what some of you need to do? Drive when you're carpooling your kids to school or to soccer practice or to the baseball game or wherever you're carting. You need to drive down the road, roll your windows down, crank up that music as loud as you can stand it, and sing at the top of your lungs. We love that. We want to see you enjoy yourself. Put your phone down. Put that phone down. Don't check your messages or your emails. Take a moment to enjoy your life. Give yourself a break. Because the truth is, many of us feel like we just don't measure up. Oh, I've got so many gaps. Mike, I've heard you read the Proverbs 31, those 22 verses, and I feel like I fall so short. There are so many gaps in my life. The reality of my life doesn't look anything like Proverbs 31. Can I tell you this? Do your best, and then let God's grace fill in the gaps. God has enough grace to take care of everything that belongs to you. Can I have a good amen? I want to do this. I want to ask all the moms. I want you to stand to your feet right now. All of the mamas in the house, stand up. Proud of these ladies. Come on, look at these precious, precious women. Church, can we honor, can we clap our hands for these hardworking, energetic, courageous, relentless, tender, tough mamas. We love you. We love you. Stay standing, please. Stay standing. Stay standing because I want to pray over you. Mama, if you're watching online right there in Dallas, Texas, you better be standing because this is for you too. I want to pronounce a blessing over every mom that's here. Maybe you're a foster parent, or maybe you don't have any natural kids, but in the spirit realm, you have sons and daughters that you've raised. This is for you too. I want to confer a blessing on you. Just like the writer of Proverbs says, that your children will rise up and call you blessed. They recognize the touch of God on your life, and they identify the calling that he's placed upon you. I want to read this over you. I want to pronounce a blessing out of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And this is what I want to ask you to do. I want you to shut your eyes, and I want you to personalize this moment. I want you to see the hand of God resting on you, bringing to you everything that you need. You carry so much responsibility. God says, for this moment, would you just let me carry you? Deuteronomy 28, if you fully obey the Lord your God and you carefully keep his commands, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You'll experience all of these blessings from God Almighty. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and your flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and your breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, I will bless you, says the Lord. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They'll attack you from one direction, but they'll scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your house with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he's given you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and you walk in his ways, he will establish you as his holy people, just as he promised he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people that are claimed by God, and they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land that he's given your ancestors, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work that you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today and you carefully obey them, watch this, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.